Blog Talk Radio. Amen, amen, amen. Giving all glory and honor to God on tonight. Hallelujah. Truly, we worship the Lord because of who he is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See that's the problem with a lot of us. Hallelujah. We don't worship God for who he is. We worship God, hallelujah, for what he does. Hallelujah. Praise God. Therefore, amen, God don't get no worship out of us. Hallelujah. Until, amen, he does something for us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you don't understand, amen, praise God, when you begin to worship God for who he is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Instead of what he does, hallelujah, he'll begin to do more, hallelujah, than you could ever imagine. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because the praise is on the overflow. See, anytime you give God an overflow, he's going to give you an overflow. Hallelujah. Anytime you give him an overflow of praise, he's going to give you an overflow of anointing. Hallelujah. An overflow of health. Glory to God. An overflow, amen, of a monetary blessing. Anytime you give God an overflow, hallelujah, he's going to give you an overflow. Therefore, we worship you, Lord, tonight, not because of what you have done, but because of who you are. Glory to God on tonight. We thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in on tonight. Hallelujah. You have tuned in to the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministry. And it is Monday night, glory to God, which means it is Comedic Jewish Fellowship Night. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship will be joining us shortly. And their leader, their pastor, their anointed Apostle Curry will be coming forth, bringing forth a word from the Lord. So now let's get started with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just want to thank you on tonight. We want to thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together in your name. We want to thank you, Lord, for life, health, and strength. We want to thank you, Lord, for the ability to praise you on tonight. We want to thank you, Lord, for the anointing that you have on each and every last one of us, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. And we ask, Lord, that you bless us on tonight to recognize who we are in you. Lord, we thank you on tonight. Hallelujah, for everything you've done, everything you're about to do, and for most of all, because of who you are. There is no God like you. There is no God beside you. There is no God above you, and there never will be. You are the creator of all. Glory to God. You are the most high God, and we bless your name. Hallelujah on tonight. We thank you. We bind, we rebuke, and we cast away any work of the enemy, and we do it under the authority of your son's name, Jesus Christ, Lord. And we thank you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we magnify you. Lord, we lift your name up high and holy because you're worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be magnified. You're worthy to be lifted up. And Lord, we love you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And these things we pray in your son Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. We give God the glory, the honor, and the praise on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for each and every person who has called in, everybody who has tuned in on tonight. This is the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. Glory to God. It is Monday night. Hallelujah. Amen. Which means it is Comedic Jewish Fellowship Night. Hallelujah. And they will be joining us momentarily to bring forth, hallelujah, a dynamic word from the Lord. Amen. Right now, we want to go to our opening scripture. Hallelujah. We're going to Mark chapter. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Chapter 11, verses 22. Hallelujah. Through 26. And tonight, we're going to be reading, hallelujah, amen, out of the New English Translation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And it says, and Jesus answered them, saying, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you that whosoever says to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will come to pass, it will be done for him. Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. And whenever you stand praying, forgive if you have anything against anyone, so that your Father also who is in heaven may forgive your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father who is in heaven forgive your trespasses. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his word. Hallelujah. On tonight, real quick, I want you to look, amen, at verses. Hallelujah. Amen. Numbers. Amen. Praise God. 24. Hallelujah. We're just going to look at 24 for the night. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He says, therefore, I tell you. Glory to God. So you ain't got to worry about, amen, who's saying this to you. Hallelujah. You shouldn't have a doubt about who's speaking to you. God, Jesus, the Word. Hallelujah. Amen. God, the Word that became flesh is speaking to you. Hallelujah. Praise God. And he's telling you, I'm telling you this. Hallelujah. Praise God. He says, therefore, I tell you whatever you ask in prayer. Hallelujah. Believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. Now, the key part of this scripture, the key word, hallelujah, amen, that people seem to ignore and look over is believe. Praise God. Hallelujah. You have to believe. Amen. Praise God. Amen. That you have received it. See, the thing is, amen. See, we ask God for things. Praise God. We ask him for them when we pray. We ask him for them. Amen. When we in church, we ask him for them. Amen. Praise God. When we come in contact with the men and women of God. Hallelujah. Amen. But the problem is, amen, so many things around us are telling us we can't have the thing that we ask God for. Praise God. You got the social media telling you, amen, what your limits are. You got the news, amen, telling you what your limits are. You got your parents telling you what your limits are. Hallelujah. You got people in general around you telling you what your limits are, telling you what you can and cannot do, telling you what you can have and cannot have. Hallelujah. Telling you what you can achieve and what you cannot achieve. Hallelujah. Amen. Everybody around you is trying to limit you, and your mind is stuck on that limit. And because your mind is stuck on the limit, you can't believe God, hallelujah, for the blessing. Praise God. You can't believe God for the most. Hallelujah, because you live in a life of the least. Hallelujah. You live in a life, amen, praise God, that you don't expect to achieve more. Hallelujah. You don't expect a higher level of spirituality. Hallelujah. You don't expect a higher level of achievement, amen, in academics. You don't expect a higher level of achievement in starting your own business, not just a career, but your own business. Glory to God. You don't expect, hallelujah, amen, to find a good man or a good woman. And because you don't expect these things to happen, amen, that's why they are not coming to pass, because you don't believe. Praise God. Hallelujah. When he's wrapping this whole thing up here, glory to God, hallelujah, he said when you speak these things, you just can't just speak them. Because we got that, amen. Praise God. You've heard the preacher say you got to speak positive. You practice it. I'm talking positive. I'm talking positive, glory to God. But you can train yourself to talk positive, hallelujah, but you haven't necessarily retrained your thinking. Praise God, hallelujah, because when you retrain your thinking, hallelujah, you won't have to retrain the way you talk. It'll just come naturally. And like the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Glory to God, hallelujah. What's deep in you comes out. Hallelujah. What you're doing is short-stopping what's deep in you. Praise God. It's almost like they used to tell you when you was a child, think before you speak. Praise God, you want to say your mama. Hallelujah. You want to tell them to go to hell. Praise God, but but that thought comes to your mind, but instead of that coming out your mouth, you say, you know what? God bless you. You have a good day. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because you caught the thought But what came from the deep, hallelujah, what came from the heart, which you wanted to cut somebody out, hallelujah, praise God, and that comes up because those occasions don't happen that much. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. So over time, you're going to be able to retrain the way you, hallelujah, think about that situation. Praise God, hallelujah, but you got all day to retrain the way you think about what you can achieve. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. You don't go picking fights, amen, to see, amen, if you can back out of it. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God to see if you can handle it correctly. Hallelujah. Those things just happen to pop up in life. Like the Bible says, offenses will come. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. It says we will be rewarded, but we have to go through some tribulation. Hallelujah. Amen. It says we're going to have to suffer a little while. So things going to happen. Praise God. And yeah, maybe you have to retrain as you go along. Hallelujah. But you got all day to retrain. Hallelujah. Amen. How far you can go. Hallelujah. The sky ain't the limit. It's a limitation. Praise God. Hallelujah. So when you begin to believe, hallelujah, that all things are possible through Christ Jesus, when you begin to believe, hallelujah, that each and everything is possible, hallelujah, praise God, then and only then, hallelujah, amen, can you speak those things into existence. Otherwise, right now, hallelujah, you just giving God however. Hallelujah, praise God. So you got to believe those things. Hallelujah, which you asking God for. Hallelujah. And as the Bible says, amen, praise God, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. See, there ain't no doubt about it. Hallelujah. If you believe it, hallelujah, praise God, it's going to be yours. That business will be yours. Hallelujah, praise God. That higher level of spirituality will be yours. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Anything you want from God in his will, and this is all his will. Hallelujah. Praise God. Anything you want in his will be yours if you believe it on tonight. Glory to God. We thank God for the opening scripture that's coming from Mark chapter 11, verses 22 through 26. Hallelujah. With verse 24 being the focal scripture on tonight, we do encourage you, amen, to go back and read it for yourself. As Paul told us in the book of Timothy, be sure to go back and study to show thyself approved. Glory to God unto the Lord. Hallelujah. It says a workman need not be ashamed to properly divide the word of truth. So we always encourage you, keep the dust off your Bible. Glory to God, hallelujah, and go and study for yourself. We thank God on tonight for the opening scripture, Mark, hallelujah, once again, Mark chapter 11, verses, hallelujah, 22 through 26. Praise God. If you're just not tuning in with us, amen, you are tuned into the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. But it is Monday night, and you know what that means. It is Committed Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship Night. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And join us. Praise God, representing the Committed Jewish Fellowship all the way from the West Coast. Los Angeles, California is in the building on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. I am talking about none other than the leader, the pastor. Hallelujah. Amen. The overseer of the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Amen. My brother in Christ. Amen. Our friend. Praise God. Amen. Our very own, the holy apostle himself, Apostle Eldon A. Curry, Apostle Curry, it is in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you in a mighty way on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Come on. Come on and put those hands together. Amen. Come on. Lift your voice. Amen. Give your God the highest praise. For he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Listening tonight, amen, that has a praise for your God on tonight. Amen. They can say, he's been good to me. Hallelujah. I just want to praise him because he has given me life. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody need to give him praise on tonight. Somebody need to bless his holy name on tonight. Somebody need to let the devil know I still believe God. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Your praise is an indicator that you still believe God. And if you still believe God on tonight, come on and give him the praise. Come on and give him the glory. Come on and give him the highest honor on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless his name on tonight. Oh, I feel something tonight. Come on. And give God the praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Tell your neighbors that neighbor ain't no shame in my game. Hallelujah. Ain't no shame in it. Hallelujah. Amen. The word of God says that we'll be ashamed to own him down here. Amen. He'll be ashamed to own us up there. How many of you know that I'm not ashamed of my God? Hallelujah. I'm not ashamed of the Lord. Yes, hallelujah. This is who I am on a daily basis. Somebody magnify his name. Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We thank God on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God on tonight. And we give God all the praise and glory and honor. Amen. Giving honor to the Most High God on tonight, reverencing our Lord and Savior. Amen. We give him praise on tonight. Amen. Giving honor to the anointing of God that is present on tonight. Amen. I want to thank God, amen, for my wife, my queen, amen, on tonight. Amen. Giving her, amen, her glory, her honor on tonight. Amen. To our beautiful kids, amen, hallelujah, on tonight. Amen. Giving God praise and honor for them as well. Amen. To my dear, dear brother. Amen. We still researching that from another mother. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We give God praise on tonight to the Prince of Preachers. Amen. Elder Andre T. Ross. Amen. And to his queen and to his wife on tonight, we give reverence and honor to her as well. Amen. To all of the committed Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. On tonight, we honor the fellowship as well on tonight. Amen. Thanking God for his goodness and his mercy toward us. Somebody give God another shout of praise. Somebody give God another shout of praise.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. When I was in prayer, the Lord was talking to me. How many know that it pays when you're in prayer to do more listening than talking? Come on here, somebody. Amen. When you go into prayer, amen, just listen. Just go in with a listening ear. Go in ready to listen. Amen. Don't be ready to say nothing because you're really in prayer. You don't know nothing but the word. Then you wait for God to answer. Amen. You give him the word, but then you wait for the answer, the reply to the word. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Because there is a reply to every word that we put up before Yahshua. Amen. So thanking God on tonight. Amen. And everything him on tonight. Amen. I want to deal with a couple of topics on tonight. The first topic I really want to deal with on tonight is our finance. Amen. God wants us to know that in spite of what may be going on, he's still going to bless us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So he don't want us to get tied down to believing the report of the enemy over his report. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Because only what we do for him is going to last anyhow. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want to take it tonight, beloved. How many know seed time and harvest is not going to fail us? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
There is a financial door that God was telling me in prayer that's getting ready to close. Because he opened doors that no man can close. He also closed doors that no man can open. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So if God don't open the door, we can't walk through. Come on here, somebody. Amen. God has all power. How many know that when you got all power, that you can do whatever you want to do, whenever you want to do it? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And that everything is all power from you. I want to encourage somebody on tonight, amen, if what you have don't meet your need, then that means that your need is a seed. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. The seed has the power to produce what we need. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We just got to get it in the right ground. Somebody give God a praise for that on tonight. Let's see, we're looking at what we don't have, but God said what you don't have can become much if you put it in the right hand. Come on here, somebody. Amen. I just want to encourage somebody tonight. God want to bless you. But you're going to have to trust God with what you got and believe that he can give you more than what you got. Because if you hold on to what you got, you're not going to have what you got much longer. God want to increase you on tonight. Hear the word of the Lord. Amen. Come with me right quickly to Ezekiel. Ezekiel, the third chapter of Ezekiel. Ezekiel, verse 17 of chapter 3. You just shout amen.
Amen.
Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 17. And the word of the living God reads. It says, Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore, hear the word at my mouth and give them warning. Let's look at the word warning from me. Verse 18, when I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from the wicked ways, to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Verse 19, yet if thou warn the wicked, and he turn not from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. Amen. I want to go back up to verse 17 and leave with you for a little thought for tonight. Is there a watchman in the house? Is there a watchman in the house? In verse 17, God calls Ezekiel. Notice, God calls him. He don't call himself. God calls him. Notice how he addresses him. He says, son of man. Whenever you see that son of man, that means son of Adam. So seed of Adam, I'm calling you. And notice God doesn't say, I'm getting ready to make you a watchman. No, he says, I have made thee already a watchman. How many of you know that when God calls us to be a watchman, that you lose all popularity? I don't know if you can hear me tonight. When God calls us to be a watchman, everybody's not gonna like you. When God calls you to be a watchman, get ready, because it's going to be you and God on the rise. And whoever God chooses to put with you will be riding with you. Because how many of you know that at any given time, God is going to have us to say whatever he wants us to say?
Amen.
And if you're trying to make friends, you can forget it, because the only friend you have is the one that God wants you to have, because the watchman is responsible. Hear God speak. See, God makes us responsible for people's souls. Come on here, somebody. And how many know that there's no higher calling than to be responsible for somebody's soul? Come on here, somebody. The Lord said, I'm going to make you a watchman. I'm going to show it to you. But if you don't tell them what you see, and you allow the enemy to come in and take them out, the enemy going to take them out, but because you didn't warn them, their blood is going to be on your hands. Come on here, somebody. And I hear the Lord saying, many of us here made a watchman, but we got afraid of the people or the person, and we didn't want to tell them because we didn't want to hurt their feelings. But how many of you know that, y'all, when God makes you a watchman and you don't tell the person what God is telling you to tell the person, that you bring in condemnation on your own soul. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Man.
That's why when God gives you something, you got to tell that person, because you got to free yourself. Tell them about the name. You got to keep yourself free. Come on here, somebody. It's not just about telling them what thus says the Lord. The Lord is saying you got to keep yourself free by telling them what I tell you to tell them, because I don't want you to put nobody what above me. Come on here, somebody. Oh, somebody even give God a praise right there. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many, you know, that many of us that God called to be a watchman, that we didn't volunteer for the job. We wouldn't say, come on, Lord, choose me. No, we didn't even know we was chosen. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Ezekiel didn't even know he was chosen until God told him. Son of man, I'd have made you a watchman. And how many of you at that day, you'd be like, Lord, why you made me a watchman over this person or these people? Because watchman has to do, it can go with an individual, it can be family. Whatever God chooses to make you a watchman over, you can be a watchman over a city, over a country. Hallelujah. Whatever God assigns us to is who we are assigned to. And all our job is to say what thus saith the Lord. How many know that sounds like an easy job? Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
It sounds like it shouldn't have no complications with it. Come on here, somebody. How hard can it be to say what the Lord wants me to say to somebody?
Very.
Yeah. I mean, you know that everybody don't like the word of the Lord. Come on, this one. They don't like what the Lord got to say. They want something to fit them. Come on here, somebody. Amen. But how many of you a watchman? Amen. You can warn them about the good and the bad. Come on here, somebody. I see some good coming for you. Keep on walking with the Lord. God will open doors for you. But in the same content, if the Lord says, tell them to stop doing what they're doing before I cut them off. Come on here, somebody. And how many know that that's not easy to say to a person? Come on here, somebody. But how many know it's easy when it's not you talking? Come on here, somebody.
Man.
See, when the Lord is giving you what to say, it's more easier because remember, God said, I made you what a watchman. And I hear the Lord saying this in my spirit. He said, the watchmen, we as watchmen are so important because without the watchman, you don't have no warning about the destruction that's coming. That's why the enemy tried to cut the watchman off. As off his watchman, because he know that our job is to warn the people or warn the person before destruction hits. And beloved, let me tell you something. Things are about to get so crazy. And when I say crazy, I mean if you're not praying, it's going to look crazy. But when you pray, God's going to give you understanding. Come on here, somebody. Thank you, Lord. Let me say what God is having me to say, putting on my heart tonight. We think it's strange about the vaccine. We think it's strange about some people took the jab and some people didn't. But how do you know that all of that fitted into the will of God? Come on, hear somebody. Because God had to separate His people from the enemy people. Come on here, somebody. And God had to see who was listening and who was not listening. Come on here, somebody. Why do you think Yeshua said, let the wheat and the tare grow together? Come on here, somebody. So God knows who the wheat and the tare is, and God is allowing them to grow up together, because what's going to be the separation of the wheat and the tare is that when the word begin to cut, who will have seed inside and who won't? Come on here, somebody. The identity is what throw people off. But the tear is it, but it looks like it got something that it don't. It looks like it got seed until you cut it open. Come on here, somebody. And a lot of us look like we got seed in us until the word cut us open. Come on here, somebody. We don't know where we stand until the word start cutting. And then the word tell us where we stand, because then our reaction to the word let us know where we stand. Come on here, somebody. There's a judgment coming, because America has gotten too arrogant. And she's excluded God out of so much that now God don't want to be a part of nothing. See, that's why the Bible says that God should not always what? Strive with men. God ain't going to keep begging us and trying to reason with us to serve him, to love him.
Amen.
We think we can just keep on turning God down and turning God down. How many of you know it's bad when God starts turning us down? Come on here, somebody. Bet you never thought about that. What if the Lord decides that he didn't want anything to do with me, because he been at the door knocking, and I've been acting like I don't hear me. And we know, well, okay, that's just the Lord. Will you please let me in so I can help you? Will you please let me in so I can save you? Will you please let me in so I can feel you? Will you please let me in so I can deliver you? Can you please let me in, because I love you? And after a while, we don't hear them all knocking. And we wonder, is there anybody at the door? The word of God says, thus says, in the day that you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Because you don't never want that knock. Yeah, he said, I stand at the door and knock, but he didn't say how long he was gonna be there. Y'all ain't hearing what the Lord is saying tonight. So those of us who have answered the call, we need to be hilariously and stay happy and joyful, because we did accept the knock. Because believe it or not, beloved, we needed him more than he needed us. Come on here, somebody. Can I get a witness tonight? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tell everybody, I said, neighbor, don't ignore the knock. If you hear the Lord knocking, you better open up that door quick. Amen. You don't want to leave the Lord outside too long. Hey! I don't know who that was for. But you don't want to leave the Lord outside too long. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mary and Joseph forgot him and had to go back and get him. Come on here, somebody. Because they thought they had the Lord with them. And they had left him in the temple. They had to go back and get him. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
He was in there teaching the elders and the scribes, hallelujah. Only 12 years old, and he in the temple teaching the elders and the scribes. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Tell everybody right quick. He said, neighbor, make sure you still got him. Make sure you haven't left him nowhere, glory to God. Make sure he's still with you. Hallelujah. Come on here, somebody. Somebody need to give God a praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ah, glory to God. Maybe you got to take the Lord with you everywhere you go. Amen. Let's look at Ezekiel. He's on assignment, glory to God. Hallelujah. So he got to warn the people. Come on here, somebody. Then verse 18, he says, when I say unto the wicked that thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him no warning, nor speak to warn the wicked from his wicked way to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thy hand. Verse 19, yet if thou warn the wicked. Now see, God says, now if you warn them, and they don't take heed to your warning that God has given you to give them. Come on here, somebody. What do you think the Bible says? Stand not in the way of sinners. Come on here, somebody. In other words, amen, if God give you a warning for them and they don't heed it, or they just like wave it off, God said, oh, it's still going to go down like I'm saying. But the blessed part is that I won't require their blood at your hand. Come on here, somebody. Because you saved your life, your own life, by warning them. Somebody need to give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now let me tell you what I hear the Holy Ghost saying on tonight. Some of you, God have made a watchman. But you won't tell the person or the people what God wants you to tell them because you want to fit in. You don't want to lose friendship. But how many know that it's better to lose friendship with a person than to lose friendship with God?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because how many know at the end of the day that a person don't have a heaven or a hell to put you in. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And how many, and how many know at the end of the day that a person can't reward you? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Like God can. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And so God telling Ezekiel, Ezekiel, this is your job. And this is what I want you to do for them. And so how many know that when God gives you something, he expects it to be carried out, amen. Let me share just a little bit with you of what the Lord shared with me about what's getting ready to come upon the land. Go with me to Isaiah 24. Beginning at verse 1. Hallelujah. Glory to God on tonight. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. We're not going to cover all of it tonight because it's so long, but just wanted to give you a little bit of what God share with me concerning his judgment of what's coming. Isaiah 20, Isaiah chapter 24, beginning with verse 1. Everybody there?
Amen.
And the word of the living God, of the living God reads. It says, behold, the Lord maketh the earth empty. The Lord maketh the earth empty. Woo! That means when God gets through shaking, because how many of you know there's a whole lot of shaking going on right now?
Amen.
Amen. And guess what? God is doing the shaking.
Uh-huh.
We talking about what the devil doing. Oh, the devil ain't doing nothing that God don't want him to do. Y'all ain't hearing what the Lord is saying. Oh, Rama, da, da, da. And he's going to say, put your spiritual ears on tonight. The enemy ain't doing nothing that God don't want him to do. Because remember, God has what? All power.
That's right.
How many of you know nothing surprises God? God don't get surprised. God, ooh, I didn't know that was going to happen. No, God don't get surprised. When you're omniscient, when you're all knowing, you know everything before it happens. Come on here, somebody. Somebody to give God a praise right there. See, ain't no sneak attacks on our God. Come on here, somebody.
Man.
Oh, I don't know why it's so quiet right there. Glory to God. But if you really allow yourself to embrace who God is, God know everything. God know every thought. God know every word that come out of our mouth. God know every heart issue that we have. God knows. And tell somebody right quickly. Say, neighbor, God knows.
God knows.
So how we think we can tell a God that know everything something? God, let me help you out. We need to repent for even saying that or even thinking that we can help a God out that's giving us our thoughts. Come on here, somebody. He said, my ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. Because if the heavens are higher above the earth, so is my thoughts compared to yours. Somebody needs to give. See, that's what's wrong with us tonight. We need to realize we're not that smart.
Amen.
And stop tricking ourselves. And stop playing because we ain't tricking God. Stop tricking ourselves and understand we serve an omniscient, all-knowing God. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And so God says, I'm about to make the earth empty and making it waste and turning it upside down. I know y'all don't know nothing about this old song right here. Amen. Y'all probably don't know this. But there's a song in the world called Upside Down You Turning Me.
Heard of it?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Upside down. Boy, you turn. See, God is turning upside down. He said, not only am I shaking everything up, but I'm turning it upside down. See, the only way you're going to survive is that you got to be totally sold out to God. That's the only thing that's going to keep you. And the reason why God is doing this is because of our disobedience. not wanting to obey God, not wanting to hear God. Amen. Acting like we deaf to God. Now God is saying, now I'm finna turn a deaf ear to you. Amen. But don't be surprised if I cause you really to become deaf to what I'm saying. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Have you ever wondered what it is when a person is reprimanded? A reprimanded mind means that the person knew the truth, but held the truth in unrighteousness. In other words, acted like the truth wasn't the truth. And so God said, because you knew the truth and you wouldn't accept the truth, now I'm allowing the lie to become the truth. You won't.
Amen.
Beloved, when God sent the watchman is not like the preacher. We are not like the preacher. God show us things before they happen. Wow. He show us things like in 3D. And then we tell it to you from him to warn you so you don't fall into the trap that the enemy has for you. And once we say, well, thus says the Lord, then we free our own soul. Come on here, somebody. Because our soul has been put to our charge. Your soul has been put to our charge, so we are responsible for at least giving you the warning of what's going to happen. Come on here, somebody. Even if you don't believe us, God can still warn them anyway. Somebody give God a praise. That's an awesome God. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
The devil sent a warning to you and already know if you're going to accept it or reject it. But I'm such a good God that I send you the warning so you don't have to fall into the trap. Somebody need to give God a 3-second praise right there. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Beloved, if you thought 2022 was bad, 2023 is going to be worse. And I'm going to prophesy and say this here. Somebody might want to write this down, the time and everything. You know, some of you might want to do this. Listen. God's going to shut it down. And when he shut it down, I'm talking about for folk receiving money and cash flow and cash aid and the only somebody that's going to benefit in this last hour are those of us who are really connected to the kingdom. Seed time and harvest ain't going to fail. Tithing is not going to fail. Your offering is not going to fail. But everything else is going to fail. That's what the Bible says, where your treasure is, that's where your heart is. Come on here, somebody. People are laughing now, but they're going to cry later. Come on here, somebody. Why do you think the Lord said don't put your trust in the arm of flesh? Come on, hear somebody.
Amen.
But I'm telling you, if God can bless Isaac and a family, Guess what he gonna do for us? Beloved, I'm telling you, if you take the man of God at his word, Lord, how can I make my money work for me? Obey the principle. Obey the principle. I believe in Luke 6, it says, give, and it shall be given unto you. Give. Doesn't tell you how much to give or how less to give. It just says give. And it shall be given unto you. In this last and final hour, beloved, God is going to show his power. And people are going to know that it's not in the vaccine that heals. God is the only true healer. Come on, hear somebody. I tell you what, beloved, show me anywhere in this wonderful book where God used a vaccine to heal anybody, and I shed my mouth. But I do know he says, I am the God that healeth thee. He says, I'm that God that heal your body. I'm the God that make you whole. I'm that God that brings joy and peace in your distress, in your dilemma. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Beloved, I want to encourage you tonight and know that there's a great judgment coming. It says, and scattereth abroad the inhabitants thereof. So everybody's ready to be scattered. First, God's going to empty it out. Then he's going to make it a waste place. And then he's going to shake it, turn it upside down, and scatter the people abroad. Verse 2, and it shall be as with the people, so with the priest. So all the priests and pastors that think they're getting away, guess what? Judgment is coming. And so you better make sure that you hooked up with the right shepherd. You better make sure that you hooked up with somebody that's really connected to God, because God is about to expose everybody. So those who were in the dark, get ready to come to the light. He said that the people are going to be like the priest they up under. Hallelujah. Mm. He says, as with the servant, so with his master. As with the maid, so with her mistress. As with the buyer, so with his seller. As with the leader, as with the lender, so with the borrower. As with the taker of usury, so with the giver of usury to man. Verse 3, and the Lord shall be utterly, and the land shall be utterly empty. How many know that this is bad, y'all? And the land shall be utterly empty and utterly spoil, for the Lord has spoken this word. Who spoke it?
Lord.
The Lord. So how do you know that whenever the Lord say a word, it's not going to come back void? And so I thank God on tonight. Is there a watchman in the house? How many know that when God makes you a watchman, that's a serious call? How many of you believe tonight that God has made you a watchman?
Amen.
Well, beloved, I want to encourage you tonight because that's a serious, serious calling. I tell people that want to link up with me in the fellowship that God has made me a watchman over your soul. And whatever God give me, I'm going to give you. And I'm going to be on the lookout. Amen. Amen. God have me up all times of the night praying. But I want to let somebody know tonight that God loves you. And he wants you to be saved. And beloved, how many know that there's no better time to be saved than right now? So if that's you tonight, slip up those hands. Father, we thank you. We give you praise on tonight. Father, for my brother, my sister who may be listening, Father God, I ask you right now that you would save their soul. Say this prayer with me. Say, Father, I give my life to you. Save my soul from a burning hell. I turn my back on the devil and everything that he stands for. And I give my heart to you. For I believe in my heart that you died for my sins. I believe in my heart that you got up on the third day. And I believe in my heart that you're coming back for me again. So, Father, I thank you for your love. You said, Father, in your word, that if I confess with my mouth and believe with my heart, that I shall be saved. So I thank you, Father, for your word. And I confess tonight that you are my Lord and Savior. And I thank you for receiving me into your dear kingdom. Somebody give God a praise on tonight.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Beloved, if you, hey, Shabbo Hondarabasando, if you said that prayer, and you spoke it out of your mouth, beloved, you are now saved. And I welcome you. Me and my brother, we welcome you into the kingdom of our dear God. Somebody give God another shout of praise and glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. On tonight. Amen. While the Spirit of God is still stirring and still moving, I'm going to turn into the hands of my dear brother, Elder Andre Prevost. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a praise on tonight. Hallelujah. You need to give him some praise tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for the word on tonight. Hallelujah. Is there a watchman? Hallelujah. In the house. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And like the man of God say, you're going to lose friends because they don't want to hear the truth. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When you warn them that there's a wolf, hallelujah, dressed in sheep's clothing, and they don't want to hear it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. They don't want to hear you. Glory to God. But really, they don't want to hear God. But thank God that you have given them the warning. That's all you got to do is tell them. Hallelujah.
Yes,
you can't make them believe it. But they're going to believe it. They didn't believe Noah until it started raining. Glory
Come
to
on.
God. Hallelujah. Praise God. But in the book of Ezekiel, he said, I have made you just as stubborn as they is. Glory to God.
Come on.
Praise God. Hallelujah. You need to know that God has put the word in your mouth. Praise God. And you got to speak that word. Hallelujah. Praise God. You got to tell them what the Lord has told you to say. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We know you don't want to say it. Hallelujah. Amen. Because praise God, you're going to lose a friend. Hallelujah. Praise God. But that friend will be back when they see what you said. Hallelujah. Was nothing but the word of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes,
amen. So let's take heed on tonight. Praise God. Is there a watchman? Glory to God in the house. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the man of God on tonight. Lord, we ask, Lord, that you touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, Lord. Lord, we ask, Lord, that you prosper him in both mind, body, and soul, that you replenish him, Lord, the virtue that he has poured out onto your people. And we thank you for the word on tonight. Hallelujah, Lord. Help us, Lord, to obey. Help us, Lord, to speak the word that you tell us to speak. Hallelujah, Lord, and we thank you, Lord. Sparing us from the woes that are coming upon the land. Sparing us, hallelujah, what the world has to go through. Because we are covered by your blood. And we thank you for the covering on tonight, Lord. And we magnify you. And we glorify you. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody need to give God a praise. Hallelujah. Amen. On tonight. Wherever you are, you are. Hallelujah. You listening to the recording, go ahead and praise him. Glory to God, because he's worthy to be magnified. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be lifted up on tonight. Once again, we thank God for you on tonight. We truly hope you are blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. With that word, hallelujah, from the Lord on tonight, hallelujah, is there a watchman, hallelujah, in the house, praise God. If you want to get in touch with the man of God on tonight and you want to find out more about the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, if you want to sow a seed, hallelujah, into, hallelujah, the ministry, praise God, or if you just want to, amen, hallelujah, get in touch with the man of God, we encourage you to do so. He can be reached at 562-542-7794. Once again, that's 562-542-7794. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah for the man of God on tonight. We thank God for that dynamic word on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. We have truly been blessed with a word from the Lord. Amen. Is there a watchman in the house? Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm going to say this, and I'm going to turn it back over into the hands of God, to the hands of the man of God. Hallelujah. Be weary of a prophet that only bring good news.
Ooh.
Hallelujah. I'm going to say that again. If the prophet that you go to, because everybody got a prophet. Hallelujah, amen. Mm-hmm. It may be your pastor, amen, somebody at your church, somebody you communicate with on Facebook or some other social media, somebody in your neighborhood, somebody you go to, you believe that the Lord speaks to them. Glory to God, hallelujah. But if they only bring in good news, Hallelujah. I ain't really seen where the prophets had that much good news to bring.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Praise God. It was always a warning of some kind of destruction that God was about to bring upon the people, amen, who were disobedient, who disobeyed the word of God, who went out into the reprobated mind. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Mm.
Praise God. So the man of God ain't going to always tell you you're going to get a car. He ain't going to always tell you about the house. Praise God. Sometimes we got to, the Bible says we got to tear some stuff down before we can build some stuff up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We got to dig down to what? The foundation. Praise God. Because if the foundation messed up, hallelujah, the whole house going to eventually fall. Glory to God.
Mm.
On tonight. So we thank God for the man of God bringing forth that word on tonight. We thank God for each and every last one of you. We truly hope you were blessed with a word from the Lord on tonight. I'm going to go ahead and turn it back over into the hands of the man of God so he can give his final announcements and the benediction at this time. It's back in your hands, man of God. Glory to God.
Amen. Bless you, brother. Bless you, man of God. Amen. We have heard the announcements, amen, from the man of God, amen. Let us comply, amen. And I want to encourage those who can and who will, amen. We do need your financial support, amen, so we can continue to do what God has called us to do, amen. And that is your way of being a watchman for us too as well, amen, to watch over your leaders and to pray for us as well. Amen. Do anybody have any comments that they want to make or a testimony that they want to give before I close this service out? Amen. If there is none, amen. I'll go and close it up. Father, we thank you and we praise you for what our eyes have seen, for what our ears have heard, for what our heart now do understand. We thank you right now, God, and we give you praise. Thank you for the watchman, Lord, that you have over our soul, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. There is none like you. And we give you the praise, the honor, and the glory, Lord. Hallelujah. As we bind the hand of the enemy and rebuke every devil and demon, we thank you, Lord, for power and authority. We give your name the praise. As you have set us as watchmen, Lord God, let us be the best watchmen we can be for you, O God. We thank you. And we give you the praise. In Yeshua Mashiach's name we pray. Amen and amen. Somebody give God a shout of victory. Somebody give
Hallelujah.
God a shout of triumph. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Yes. Sir.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Back in your hands, Elder. Amen. Peace and blessings to you, man of God.
Amen. Amen. Peace and prosperity to you, man of God. Amen. We thank God for the man of God once again bringing forth that word on tonight. We thank God for each and every last one of you. We will be back online tomorrow night, so make sure you tune in and join us. Amen. And on behalf of Apostle and the First Ladies, hallelujah. Amen. We love each and every last one of y'all. Everybody have a blessed night. Go with God. And don't forget to say your prayers and see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Glory to God on tonight. Hallelujah. And make sure you believe for whatever you're asking God for on tonight. Have a blessed night. We'll see y'all tomorrow night. Hallelujah. There is no
in our lives. I know the plans for your life. I'm asking you to dream again. Believe again. And take the limits off of me. No, I'm not a man. No. Can I lie? Know the plans I have for you. They're my design. So I'm asking you just to hope again and trust again and take the limits off. I hear the Lord say, take the limits off. Take the limits off. Release me to accomplish what I promised you. Oh, take the limits off of me. Take the limits off. Release me. No limits, no boundaries, I see increase all around me. Say no limits, no boundaries, I see increase all around me. Come on, stretch forth, break forth. Enlarge my territory. Can you pray these words with me? No limits, no boundaries. Come on. Said I see increase all around me. Stretch forth. Break forth. Release. I see increase all around me. Stretch forth, break forth, release me. earth, so you can see what you said.
Say what you heard,
so you can see what you said. Oh, pray these words, take the limits off, 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 take the harvest. It's a time for reaping. You've sown in many tears. You've sown countless nights. You've paced your floor back and forth. You've believed. You've stood on words that you have yet to see come to pass. But this is the time for rain. Ask for the rain. Ask for the rain in the time of rain. Ask for favor while favor is falling.
Because she's a hole in my head.
Thank y'all for joining us tonight. I'm going to leave y'all with I Won't Cry.
I'll have some good days. Some hills to climb. I've had some weary days, and some lonely nights. But when I look around, and I think things over, you know what? All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Can I say that one more time? I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days, and some sleepless nights. But when I look around, yeah, I think things over, all of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Sometimes the clouds hang low, I can hardly see the road. I ask the question, Lord, why so much pain? But he knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes, they can't see. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. Has he been good? good to me. More than this whole world, all you could ever be. He's been so good. Tell me. You know what he did? He dried all of my tears away. Turn my midnight into day. So I'll just say thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. You might be sick, body racking with pain, but thank you, Lord. The bills are due, don't know where the money coming from, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I won't. Yeah. I won't complain. God, 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 God has been so good to me. He's been good to me. More than this whole world, all you could ever be. He's been so good. He's been so good. He's been so good. So good. So good. So good. So good. Tell me, me. Yeah, and dry all of my tears away. He ever stopped you from crying? Turn my midnight in today. So I just say thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Can you tell us thank you, Lord? Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah! One of my tears away. Turn my midnight in today. So instead of complaining, I learned how to lift them hands, look up toward heaven, and say, thank you, Lord. Tell him, thank you, Lord. 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 I won't complain. I won't complain. I know it's time to go home, but I won't complain. I used to, but I won't. I could, but I won't. I won't. I won't. Can you say yes? Say yes. Say yes. Yeah. 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 wait a minute. Some of y'all been complaining. Some of y'all been mumbling. Some of y'all been grumbling. But you ought to thank God for bringing you this far. You ought to thank God for bringing you from a mighty long way. Ain't it alright? Ain't it alright? Y'all will stand on your feet and praise the Lord.